Christ, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在我们宝贵救主耶稣的名里面，我跟大家问安。
It's a great joy to be fellowshipping with you again around the Word of the Lord.
我心里何等高兴，可以在主的话里面跟弟兄姐妹们交通。
We have just returned from a ministerial or fellowshipping trip to Europe, and the Lord gave us a blessed time.
我们刚从欧洲在那边服侍主，刚刚从那边回来，主也给我们在那边有很多的祝福。
And in some places, like in Holland, they remember the saints, the fellowship here through some of the saints who had been there.
我也到荷兰，在那里也有我们弟兄姐妹在那边，他们也纪念这边的聚会。
But it's a great encouragement and the strength to be.Among his people, and to see the testimony of the Lord being raised and kept in many countries.
我们看到主的见证在许多的国家里面被保存，我们的心里面何等的受鼓舞。
Some many years ago, maybe 10 years or 11 years ago, Brother Werner Tietze of Germany was here. He ministered among us.
也许超过十一年以前，有一位。从德国来的弟兄在这边服侍过。
And now he's very sick in his old age, and we had a privilege to go and see him and pray with him and comfort him.
那他现在年纪很大，他身体也不好，但是主给我们有机会与他一同祷告，在主的里面彼此安慰。
And we were in England just a week after Brother Stephen Kong was there, but we had could not meet him.
我们也到英格兰，在那里江弟兄一个礼拜前也过去，但是我们没有机会遇到江弟兄。
We were in the place where Brother Fred Flack, who is 104 years old, as dear saint of the Lord, servant of the Lord, who ministered to us in India many years, along with Brother Buck Singh.
在那里我们遇见Flack 弟兄，他104岁，以前他跟巴辛弟兄在印度服侍我们。
And Dr. David Wong in Southampton, where there is the Assembly of Saints, he's been attending or helping him because he's in the same place in the nursing home.
在 Southampton 那里有一位 David Wong 弟兄，他也在同样一个养老院的里面，在那边来帮助我们 Flag 弟兄。
So we thank the Lord, those of you who have been remembering us and praying for us.
我们感谢主，也谢谢弟兄姐妹在祷告里面纪念我们。
Now for our meditation, shall we like a burden on my heart to share with you a few thoughts from 2 Timothy chapter 1.
主在我心里面给我的负担，就是与大家交通到提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1, we'll read from verse 1 to 14. I shall read...in English, and then brother will read, follow me, verse by verse.
我们要读提摩太后书一章一到十四节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, 1 to 14. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus.
奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命里的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience.That without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy.
纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我的心满心快乐。
When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also.
想到你心里无为之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲 有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古以先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父。
For the which cause I also suffered these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
你从我那听的那纯正的话与规模，要在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us.
从前交付你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Shall we look to the Lord for help?
我们仰望主来帮助我们。
Dear loving Heavenly Father, in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank and praise Thee for Thy loving presence with us since this morning.
我们亲爱的父，我们宝贵的救主，我们感谢你早晨与我们同在。
We thank thee, Lord, for this portion of thy word brought to our attention.
我们感谢你将这一处的圣经放在我们的里面。
Unless thou speak to us, Lord, we will not be helped.
除非你对我们说话，不然我们不能得帮助。
I do confess my unworthiness and foolishness to stand before your people or to handle your word.
我向你承认我自己的愚拙和软弱，站在众人的面前我不能够来讲说你的话。
We bring us all under the sprinkling of thy precious blood and claim thine anointing for speaking and translating and hearing thy word.
愿你来用宝血来洁净，用圣灵来充满，来充满讲的、翻译的和听的。
So Lord, thou mayest be glorified, thou mayest bless each one of us.
愿你的名被荣耀，愿你祝福每一位。
We ask this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
靠着我们宝贵主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This is the last letter Apostle Paul wrote from when he was in prison in Rome.
这是使徒保罗他在罗马监狱里面所写的最后一封书信。
He's writing to Timothy to encourage him to maintain the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ in the face of afflictions and trials in those days.
这是保罗来勉励提摩太在这样受苦难的当中要持守主的见证。
So in this epistle, again in the third chapter we read, he talks about the perilous times which will come in the last days.
在这本书里面第三章讲到在末后的时候有危险的日子要来到。
So Timothy naturally was a timid person, But he was encouraging him that he should be strong in the Lord and maintain the testimony committed to him.
找天然人来说，提摩太是一个胆怯的人，但是保罗勉励他要在主里刚强。
He's particularly pointing out to the eternal purpose and grace of God in our salvation and calling through our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗特别勉励提摩太，就是神他永远的一个旨意和恩召是要照这个圣召来召提摩太的。
So we'd like to particularly dwell on the verse 9.
所以我们要特别注意在第九节。
Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
So we can see from the word of God, the purpose of God and the grace of God, they grow together in the process of our salvation and calling.
所以我们看在主的话里面看到就我们的得救和蒙召来说，神的旨意和恩典是并行的。
So what God has planned in eternity past, he is now fulfilling in time.
所以神在万古之先所预定的，在时间里面他来成全。
By his grace, yes, planned the great salvation for us through our Lord Jesus Christ by sending him into this world.
在神的恩典里面，他差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，把救恩赐给我们。
So the plan of salvation from the foundation of the world is now fulfilled in time by the coming appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在创世以先，在神里面定义的救恩，在主耶稣基督里面得着成全。
So we can see God has thought about us individually even before the foundation of the world.
所以神在创立世界以前，在他已经想到我们每一个人。
It's a mystery, but that is the truth we see in the Word of God.
这是一个奥秘，但是在神的话里面，我们看到这却是真实的。
So God has got a great and a high, lofty purpose for us, but we cannot rise to it without His grace.
神对我们有崇高伟大的旨意，可是我们没有他的恩典，我们没有办法达到他的旨意。
So he saves us by his grace so that we may enter into his purpose, his eternal purpose.
所以在恩典的里面我们蒙救蒙救赎，让我们可以进入他的旨意里。
So in order to save us and lead us into the purpose of God, the Lord Jesus Christ was sacrificed for us on the cross.
所以为了要拯救我们，为了要把我们带到神的旨意里面，主耶稣基督必须在十字架上为我们受死。
So all the eternal goodness of God promised in his word comes through the love of the Lord Jesus Christ manifested for us on the cross.
所以神他对我们所有美好的计划借着主耶稣在十字架上受死可以得着成全。
So that is the grace given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ before the world began.
所以这就是在世界创立以前神就定义在基督里面赐给我们的恩典。
Because we see he is the Lamb of God who is slain from the foundation of the world.
因为他是神的羔羊，在创立世界以前就已经被杀的羔羊。
But he came into this world in time in order to become the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world.
可是他在时间的里面来到世上，他成为神的羔羊，背负或者除去世人所有的罪孽。
That's why John says when he saw Jesus walking, he said, Behold the Lamb of God.Who taketh away the sin of the world.
所以施洗约翰他看到主耶稣在地上行走，他就说看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So we see also what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 18-20 please.
我们也看到彼得他在彼得前书第一章18-20这样说。
For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and goldFrom your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，并不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血， 基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
We see what a glorious plan, a great plan God had before the foundation of the world in sending His Son to seek and save us, bring us into His purpose.
所以我们看到神何等荣耀的计划，在创世以前，神就定义要让他的儿子来寻找我们，来拯救我们。
And we also read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 23 how the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the predeterminate plan of God, was delivered for us.
所以在使徒行传第二章里面，也就是讲到说神定义把他的儿子来给我们。
Acts 2:23,
使徒行传第二章二十三节。
Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上。
So in eternity past, God has planned that His Son, beloved Son, be delivered for us for our sins on the cross.
所以在那个勇士，在以前的勇士的里面，神就已经定义让他的儿子为我们受死。
God waited a long time in the Old Testament times for the day His Son will be sacrificed for the remission of the sins of the world.
所以神在旧约的里面就等候了很长的一段时间，一直等到他的儿子来被杀，让罪可以得蒙救赎。
The Father was with the Son in every step of His walk upon this earth until He led Him to the cross.
所以父在此在地上每一步的行走都与他同在，一直等到主耶稣在十字架上。
But on the cross, when He was made sin for us and hung on the cross, He had to cry, "My God, My God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
但是主耶稣他为我们的罪被挂在十字架上的时候，他要向父呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
The Father turned away His face from His Son because of the sin He was bearing on the cross.
所以父亲就要转眼不看他的儿子，因为主耶稣为我们背负罪孽。
Only after He cried, "It is finished," the shout of victory, "It is finished," then He could say, "My Father, into Thy hands I commit My spirit."
一直等到主耶稣说成了，然后主就说，还可以说父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手中。
That's how He accomplished the work of atonement through His atoning death.And He reconciled us unto Himself.
所以就借着主这样的代赎，让我们可以来被与神和好，来归给神。
So we receive the grace of God once we receive, accept Him as our personal Savior and Lord. That's how we receive the grace of God.
接着我们接受主，这样我们就可以来接受神的恩典。
As we thus receive the grace of God and we are saved and we enter into His purpose.
当我们接受主的救恩，那我们就可以进到神的旨意里。
So if God has to fulfill His purpose in us, it is by His grace which we receive through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以如果神要让我们能够来完成他的旨意，是要从我们借着我们接受主耶稣的救恩开始。
So these two go together, the grace of God and the purpose of God.
所以神的恩典跟神的旨意是并行的。
So without the grace of God, the purpose of God cannot be accomplished in you and me.
所以除非有神的恩典，要不然神的旨意没有办法在你我当中得着成全。
So God has got a great lofty purpose for us, and without His grace, we cannot enter into it.
神对我们有崇高伟大的心意，但是除非借着神的恩典，不然我们不能得着。
Many times we see people casually pray for the grace of God, but they don't see the purpose of God.
但是我们也看到很多人，他们接受主的恩典，但他们却没有看到神的旨意。
So the grace of God without the purpose of God is meaningless.
如果只得到神的恩典，却没有来明白进入神的旨意，是没有意义的。
So He saves us by His grace that we may enter into His purpose.
所以这边讲到说，借着他的恩典，我们可以进入他的旨意。
We can see in the example of our first parents Adam and Eve.How God has demonstrated this grace, condescending to them, going after them after they sinned.
所以，当亚当和夏娃他们犯罪以后，我们看见神的恩典怎么样临到他们。
So He wanted to restore them to the original purpose for which He created them. Because of sin, He would not leave them, but He wanted to show His grace and loving kindness to them.
所以虽然亚当夏娃犯罪，所以神必须要离开他们，但是神也愿意他的旨意可以恢复在亚当夏娃的里面。
So in his grace and loving kindness, he provided for them the coats of skins when they became naked, aware of their nakedness. God provided the coats of skin of an animal which was sacrificed.
所以虽然亚当夏娃犯罪了，可是在神的恩典和爱的里面，神就给他们预备了一个皮衣。
And that sacrifice of that innocent animal that day, it is foreshadowing the supreme sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we receive the covering of our sins, or the righteousness of God to cover us.
所以这个皮衣是要牺牲一个羊羔的血，要把它杀死才能够做成皮衣，就预表那个主耶稣要来成为羔羊为我们赎罪。
So in order to bring them into his original purpose, you see the Lord God is going to them, going after them in order to provide that righteousness from his side.
所以为了要达到神原初的旨意，所以神必须要来预备这个羊羔，好像人可以来称义。
We see in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21.
让我们看创世纪三章二十一节。
Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them.
所以这边讲到耶和华为亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
So we can see here how if not for the purpose of God, the grace of God is in vain.
所以我们看到若不来认识神的旨意，神的恩典是枉然的。
So by his grace we enter into his purpose.
所以借着神的恩典我们进入他的旨意。
And for the fulfillment of that purpose we experience, we receive the grace of God.
所以为了要完成神的旨意，我们也来经历神的恩典。
So we would like to see from the word of God the great purpose the Lord has for us in saving us.
所以借着神的话，我们要来看见神救我们那个荣耀的目的。
We could see there is a fivefold purpose of God in saving us and calling us.
所以神来拯救我们，来呼召我们，他有五方面神的旨意。
So we want to see a few portions from the word of God.
所以我们要从神的话里面来看神对我们的旨意。
Shall we turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verses 11 and 12?
请我们打开以弗所书第一章第一节十一节到十二节。
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
So we see here the first purpose of God revealed here is that we should obtain an inheritance. Also it means we become his inheritance.
在这里我们看到神第一个目的就是我们在他里面得基业，那另一方面来说我们也成为神的基业。
The epistle to Ephesians is called the epistle of the spiritual inheritanceA believer has got in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以以弗所书就称为神给我们这些信主的是在基督里面，在属灵里面得着基业。
How we are saved, lifted up, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
因为我们得救以后，神就赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And that is the fullness of Christ or his spiritual richesWhich he wants, God wants us to enjoy. That is the purpose for which he saved us.
神拯救我们的目的就是要我们得着在基督里面一切属灵的产业。
So in Ephesians, again, third chapter and eighth verse, we read about the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以在以弗所书三章八节，这里我们就看到在基督里那测不透的丰富。
Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given.That I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
These are the spiritual riches every believer has available in the Lord Jesus Christ to receive and enjoy.
这是为着每一位在基督里面的人，神所预备属灵里面的丰富。
The result is that we should be to the praise of His glory.
那这个目的就是让神丰盛的恩典可以得到称赞。
As sinners in His sight, we are poor, we are ugly and useless.
我们这本来是罪人，我们是贫穷、可怜、无用的。
But His purpose is to save us and make us rich.
神的旨意就是要拯救我们，让我们在基督里面得着丰富。
To give us His glory, which has been lost because of sin.
把他的荣耀来赐给我们，这荣耀是我们原来在罪中失落的。
That is the first aspect of His great purpose.
这是神救我们的头一方面的目的。
So the Lord has purpose for all those whom He's saving, that one day I will make these people whom I'm saving to be rich spiritually.
所以主耶稣他要拯救我们，就是有一天要在基督的里面，他让我们在属灵里面得着丰富。
I want them to enjoy the great inheritance in my son.
神愿意我们在他儿子里面享受到属灵这些一切的丰富。
So when we see that purpose of God, His heart towards us, we have to cry to the Lord, Lord, I am poor. You please make me rich and help me to grasp those riches in Christ.
所以我们要向神来祷告说，我是贫穷可怜的，我愿意在基督里面来得着你所赐给要赐给我的丰富。
So He wants to give us the unsearchable riches of Christ, the spiritual riches, in order to make us rich.
所以神要把那在基督里面测不透的丰富来赐给我们。
That's the reason why we see the Lord Jesus Christ, though He was rich, He became poor, so that we through His poverty might become rich.
所以我们看见主耶稣他本来富足，却为我们成为贫穷，好让我们可以因他的贫穷得着富足。
We see Second Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, please.
所以我们看到哥林多后书第八章第九节。
For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为我们你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
We see in the world many rich parents, even before the child is born, they buy some property or assets and keep for the unborn child.
在地上有很多富足的父母，甚至孩子还没有出生以前，他们就买了一些产业，放在孩子的名里面。
So parents have a great plan and purpose for their children.
是的，父母对孩子们有很好的计划。
But the child only as he grows, then he understands that there is an inheritance kept for him.
可是这些孩子要当长大以后，他才知道原来他的父亲给他预备了产业。
Similarly, as we grow spiritually, we come to know the great spiritual inheritance we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以同样的，只有我们在属灵里面长大，我们才会认识到神在基督里面赐给我们的产业。
Then we begin to run after the purpose of God.
然后我们就为着神的旨意来奔跑。
So by enjoying our inheritance in Christ, we can live a life of testimony, showing forth His praises.
所以我们如果来享受到神赐给我们的一些属灵的产业，这样我们才可以成为神的见证。
So we can be to the praise of His glory.
我们才可以成为神荣耀的居所。
Only then others can see us and know that we are rich spiritually and they can receive something from us of the spiritual values and riches.
所以只有这样子，人家可以看见我们有在基督里面的富足，然后他们也可以来认识神，来得着这个丰富。
That's why the great purpose of God is that we should obtain the inheritance, the spiritual, unsearchable riches in Christ.
所以神的旨意就是要让我们得着在基督里面的测不透的丰富，在基督里面所赐一切属灵的产业。
In many cases, sadly, we don't seem to understand the spiritual riches in Christ we have.
可是很可惜的，我们常常不认识在基督里面属灵的丰富。
We'd like to see the example of the elder son of the prodigal son's story in Luke 15.
所以我们要接着路加福音十五章看到大儿子的故事。
We see this man, he never enjoyed the inheritance of the father, even though he was living with the father in his house.
所以看见这个大儿子虽然住在父亲的家里面，可他没有享受到他父亲的丰富。
If you turn to, we just see a couple of verses in Luke 15 and verse 29.
所以我们看到路加福音十五章二十九节。
And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years I do serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends.
他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
You see, he failed to understand the father's heart and the father's purpose in wanting him to enjoy the inheritance he has.
因为他没有来明白他父亲的心意和目的是要让这个儿子得到父亲的丰富。
In verse 31, we see the father's answer.
And he's, sorry.
And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine.
三十一节我们就看到父亲对他说，儿啊，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
What we see is miserable condition. He considered himself so poor so as to ask for a kid to make merry with his friends.
他实在是在很可怜的光景的里面，他需要觉得自己需要来要求他父亲才可以来得到这个神一只山羊羔与他的朋友一同快乐。
So he failed to see the great inheritance the father has for him.
他没有看到神就是他的父亲给他的这些丰富的产业。
And forgetting to see that inheritance, we see there were great herds of cattle.He could have taken so many cattle, but he was asking for a kid.
他没有看到说，原来这些所有的牛羊都是他的，他不需要来只求那个一只小山羊羔。
In the story, we see the father divided the wealth between these two sons when the younger son took his share and went away.
我们看到这章开始的时候，父亲就把他产业分作两半，那这个小儿子就拿着他的那一份就跑出去了。
But still, this son, the elder son, was ignorant of that great inheritance which was at his grasp.
可是这大儿子却是这样的无知，他不知道他所得着的产业。
So that's how many times we are found spiritually in not enjoying the great inheritance we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以很多时候因为我们无知，所以我们没有办法享受到在基督耶稣里面神给我们一切的丰富。
So the Lord is reminding us in Ephesians 1:11 we have the great inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在以弗所书一章十一节里面神就来提醒我们在基督里面是有一切 的产业的基业。
So the great spiritual inheritance, let us draw on it and enjoy it even now as the Lord has made it available to us.
当神这样给我们预备，愿神吸引我们，让我们可以得着神在基督里面给我们预备的基业。
Let us not be like this son who was feeling so poor in spite of having all the inheritance at his command.
我们不要像大儿子一样，虽然他有一切的丰富，一切的产业，可是他自己却这样的觉得这样的贫穷。
So that is the first purpose of God in saving us. That is the purpose into which He wants to bring us to enjoy the spiritual wealth in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是神拯救我们第一个目的，让我们可以享受到在基督里面一切的丰富。
And the second purpose, we would like to turn to Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29.
第二个目的，我们要翻开罗马书第八章二十八节、二十九节。
Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29.
罗马书八章二十八节、二十九节。
We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So verse 29 says, to be conformed to the image of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以二十九节讲到说，神要我们效法他儿子的模样。
So we see in case of earthly parents, they don't like the neighbor's children to look like their children or dress like their children.
地上的父母他们不愿意他们邻居的小孩好像长得跟他儿子小孩一样，然后穿他们小孩的衣服。
They want them to be very unique.
他愿意他自己的孩子是独特的。
But God our Father, He desires that all those who are redeemed by the precious blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, must conform to His image, must be like His Son.
神的心意就是这些我们被神的宝耶稣的宝血救赎回来的，被磨成神儿子的模样。
That's a great mystery. That is by His grace He wants that to be so.
那这是一个极大的奥秘，可是借着他的恩典，神愿意要达到这个目的。
We see Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10.
我们看到希伯来书二章十节。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合一的。
So he sent his son into the world to bring many sons into glory.
所以神打发他的儿子来到世界上，原来是要带许多的儿子进荣耀里。
And also in the 11th verse, we read, he is not ashamed to call them his brethren.
所以十一节我们看到他称他们为弟兄，也必以为耻。
Now what is the image of his son?
那神儿子的形象是怎么样呢？
It is the spiritual life and character.
那是神属灵的生命和他的性情。
So God is transforming us constantly into that image. That is his great purpose.
所以神一个极大的目的就是神一直在改变我们像主耶稣。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 we read the process which goes on.
所以我们看到哥林多后书三章十八节的里面。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18。
哥林多后书三章十八节。
But we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed unto the same image from glory to glory even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
Here it is the mirror, which is the mirror is the word of God.
这个镜子就是神的话。
So we see the Lord Jesus Christ as we read and meditate the word of God.
所以我们只要来读来思想神的话，我们就可以看到主耶稣基督。
And the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God to constantly transform us into the very likeness of his son.
所以圣灵的执事就是他一直在改变我们来像神的儿子。
So that is the challenge we have before us, and God wants us to come into his plan and purpose to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以这是我们的一个挑战，就是我们怎么样能够来被磨成神儿子的形象。
So he may have to lead us through sufferings and trials through this earth in order to mold us to become like his son.
所以神要让我们经过苦难，经过试验，好像让我们可以被磨成神儿子的形象。
We often resist God's ways in our lives because of ourselves.
因为我们的己，所以我们常常来阻挡神在我们身上的工作。
In Matthew 16:24, the Lord Jesus Christ said, you have to bear your cross and follow me, denying the self.
在马太福音16章24节，主耶稣告诉我们要背起十字架，要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
Our self-life is to be crucified.
我们这个己生命需要被钉十字架。
But the world shows us the easy way.
但是主耶稣告诉我们一条简单的道路。
It says, be like us, don't be crucified. Be like us, don't be crucified. The world says to us.
世界告诉我们说，你不要被钉十字架。世界上就告诉我们说，这是一条容易的路，就不需要钉十字架。
Develop, lead your self life. Lead your self life.
所以你要来发展，来让你自己这个个人的生命变得更丰富。
Fight for your rights and fight for your name and your glory and fame.
所以你要为自己的权益，为你自己的名还有利来征战。
So we see when Peter began to rebuke the Lord when he said he was going to suffer, he was going to the cross.
所以当主耶稣来跟彼得讲说他要去钉十字架，甚至彼得也斥责主。
We see how the Lord rebuked Peter.
所以我们看见主怎样责备彼得。
Matthew chapter 16.Matthew chapter 16, 21 to 24, please.
所以马太福音16章21到24节。
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan.Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men.
从此耶稣才只是门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
So we see here, if you want to come into the purpose of God, then if you want to be like his son, then you have to bear the cross, bear the shame and rejection.
所以我们看见，如果你要进入神的旨意，来达到神的旨意，你就要背起十字架，来承受十字架的羞辱和痛苦。
Sometimes the rejection may come from the fellow saints with whom we fellowship.
有时候这样的被人的拒绝，甚至是从我们当中聚会的弟兄姐妹来的。
Because in crucifixion, by crucifying, we cannot crucify ourselves. Others have to crucify us.
因为十字架呢，是我们不能够自己钉自己的，必须要别人把我们钉在十字架上。
But we must accept this as from the Lord.
但是我们必须要靠着主的恩典来接受这个。
But because that is the nature and the character of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是主的性情，也是他里面的本质，就是这样。
Because when he was reviled, he reviled not again. He did not resist.
因为他被杀他被骂不还口。
So God wants to change us into the likeness of His Son.
所以神愿意我们来改变，成为他儿子的模样。
For this purpose, all things work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose.
所以接着这个目的，神叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，是按着他旨意被召的人。
So we have to ask ourselves, are we in line with this purpose of God?
所以我们要问神，我们有没有在这件事情上跟神的旨意来一致呢？
The Lord is waiting for that day when we shall be perfected and be like Him.
所以神就在等候那一天，我们要变成完全，像他儿子一样。
We see in Romans chapter 8 and verse 19.
所以我们看见罗马书八章十九节。
We see how we read about the liberation, one day liberation of the sons of God.
所以我们看到有一天神要来释放我们在他儿子里面。
For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
受造之物切望等候神的种子显现出来。
So in this, from the bondage of corruption, that means in this world,In the fallen world, standing in the consequences of the fall, we have to go through suffering and pain.
因为在世界上罪恶的一些捆绑，所以我们要需要经过许多的试验，需要经过许多的苦难。
But the creation, as we read, the creation is waiting, the angels are waiting, the Lord Himself is waiting for that liberation of the sons of God.
所以所有的受造都在等待，所有的天使在等待，神也在等待，这个那些众子显现出来。
That many sons may come to glory and be found like his beloved son.
所以许多的儿子可以像他爱子一样变成荣耀。
So it is a great salvation we have received in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们在主耶稣基督里面接受伟大的救恩。
For this great purpose of being like his son, conformed to the image of his son.
神的旨意就是要让我们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
So in the meantime, upon this earth, whose character are we showing? We have to ask ourselves.
所以在这地上，我们彰显的是像谁的这样的一个性情呢？
And we go to the third purpose. We see in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11.
Okay, 第三个，我们要看到以弗所书三章九到十节。
Ephesians 3, 9 to 11, please.
以弗所书三章九到十一节。
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万事以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
God told the angels in eternity past that one day he is going to show forth this manifold wisdom.
神告诉天使在创造万物以前，有一天他要来彰显神百般的智慧。
Now the time has come. He wants to show forth his manifold wisdom through his church.
神现在时间就已经来到，神要借着他的教会来彰显神百般的智慧。
Not by creation or not by great galaxies, but through his church.
不是借着创造伟大的宇宙，是借着教会。
That's why the truth of the church as revealed in the New Testament is very important for us to understand and to come into the reality of it.
所以在新约的里面，神就启示他的心意，让我们可以进入神旨意，神的旨意。
God's power is seen in his creation, but his manifold wisdom is seen in the new creation of the church, souls being saved and brought into his church, built as his church.
神的能力是在他的创造里面被彰显出来，但是神的智慧却在新造的里面，在教会里面被彰显。
So we see in the case of the apostles and their message, how the gospel has been preached in the world and souls brought into the kingdom of God and built as a church. That's a great mystery.
所以从保罗的书信里面，我们就看见福音怎么样被传到这个世界上，然后让外邦人可以信主，那这就是神的智慧。
And we want to see two references to back this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 9, please.
我们要看两处的圣经，第一处在哥林多前书四章九节。
For I think that God hath set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men.
我想神把我们使徒列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，演给世人和天使观看。
And also, the reference is 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12.
另外一处在彼得前书第一章第十二节。
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们的。那靠着那天从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
So we see the apostles and their message shows forth the manifold wisdom of God.
所以保罗就传了这个信息，要让我们得知神百般的智慧。
Soul saved through the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and brought and built as a church.
所以扫罗他靠着神的恩典得到这个救恩，然后他可以来建造教会。
We understand this has been a mystery which has been hid from the ages and nobody knew this, but God revealed it now. This great eternal purpose of God.To show forth his manifold wisdom through his church.
所以这是历世历代隐藏的奥秘，可是现在借着教会将这个奥秘将这个神万世以来隐藏的智慧可以显现出来。
So the angels and the powers they desire to look into it to see this great manifold wisdom of God.
所以天使和天上执政掌权的，他们愿意来看知道神百般的智慧。
So we must understand this great purpose of GodIt is very precious to him.
所以这神的目的对神自己是何等的宝贵。
So he wants to show forth his manifold wisdom through you and me.
所以神要借着你和我来彰显他的智慧。
So that's why in the 11th verse we read, it is the eternal purpose of God.
所以这是神永远的旨意。
That's why we must know, make sure that we have our position and share in the church where he has put us.
所以我们要认识神把我们放在教会的里面是为着他永远的旨意，我们有在他里面有份。
As members in the body under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that through you and me the manifold wisdom of God may be shown forth unto the principalities and powers.
所以神把我们放在他身上里面成为他的肢体，在他的头的带领下，神让天上执政掌权的来认识神百般的智慧。
We'll quickly see the fourth and the fifth purposes.
所以我们要很快来看到神第四个和第五个旨意。
I'd like to see from Ephesians chapter 1 verses 9 and 10 the fourth purpose of God.
所以神第四个旨意在以弗所书第一章第九节到第十节。
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照着安排的日子，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
This is another great purpose of God.
这是神另外一个伟大的旨意。
One day is going to gather together all things in heaven and in earth in Him.
有一天神要在基督里面让天下天上地下一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
That means all the saints in earth and in heaven to be brought together into Christ.
对，那就是所有在地上在天上的圣徒在基督里面会被带在一起。
Where he wants to be glorified and manifest his glory.
所以神要借着这样来彰显他的荣耀。
According to Revelation 21, 1 and 2, we see God is going to create new heavens and new earth.
所以在启示录21章1到2节，我们看到神要创造新天新地。
There only the glory of God will be seen.
所以在那里只有神的荣耀。
Everything will be covered by His glory.
所有的一切事情都会被他荣耀所遮盖。
We see today man has his glory, the world has his glory.
今天人有他自己的荣耀，那这地上的事情有他自己的荣耀。
Stars have their glory. Stars.
那个星星也有他的荣耀。
But one day is coming, only the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ will be seen in that new creation.
但是有一天要来，只有主耶稣基督的荣耀被彰显，就是在新造的里面。
So he is waiting for that fullness of times when he shall be glorified in the saints in heaven and earth.
所以神在等候那日期满足的时候，他要在所有的事上得着荣耀。
So His glory is going to cover everything.
神的荣耀要充满一切事。
In the meantime, upon this earth, as we look for that glory to be revealed, let us make sure that we are glorifying the Lord in all that we say or do upon this earth.
那在那天还没有来到以前，我们要来荣耀神，就要在我们所说的一切事和所做的一切事上来荣耀神。
And the fifth purpose, finally, we see that's a grand purpose of God according to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 3.
那第五方面，神最终结的目的在启示录二十一章三节里面告诉我们。
Revelation chapter 21 and verse 3.
启示录二十一章第三节。
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
This is the purpose of God revealed in the Word of God throughout the Word of God.
这是神的旨意在神的话语里面被显明出来。
We see how when he redeemed the people out of Egypt, he told Moses, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to Exodus 25 and 8.
从出埃及记是二十五章第八节里面，神救赎他的百姓出来说，你们要给我预备一个居所，让我可以居住。
And God dwelt among them in the tabernacle which was built according to His pattern.
所以神就借着会幕来与他们同在，是照神所指示的样式造的。
And then later on, God asked David and Solomon to build the temple, and God dwelt. His glory came into that temple.
然后以后神就向大卫和所罗门来晓谕他们，所以他们就为神造了一个殿宇，让神的荣耀可以充满。
But now it is the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in their midst." And that is he's speaking about the spiritual temple.
那现在主耶稣的话就告诉我们，你们有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在你们的当中。这就讲到一个属灵他的殿。
So you know how the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he said, "I will build my church." And he is building his church as his holy habitation, a spiritual house.
所以主耶稣基督就说，我要建造我的教会，这就是他的圣所，这是他属灵的家。
We see that in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 20 to 22, please.
所以我们就在以弗所书二章二十到二十四节里面可以看到。
Can read from 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And this building is going on and being built, and one day now in Revelation 21:3, the Lord says it is now accomplished, it is complete.
今天神的建造正在进行，一直到启示录21:3讲到神的帐幕在人间，那个建造就被完全了。
God dwelling with men, with those who have been redeemed by his precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is his grand eternal purpose.
神最终结的一个心意，最大的心意，就是他与他所救赎的人同住。
And this church comes down from heaven. It's not going up, it is coming down from heaven.
那这个教会是从天上降下来的，这教会不是从地上升上去的。
We see in the vision given to Jacob in Genesis 28, he says, when he discovered this is the house of God, he says, this is the gate of heaven.
当神启示雅各在创世纪28章，他看到那个是神的家，是天的门。
That means the church has got communication with heaven, and it bears heavenly character upon this earth.
这就讲到教会是与天相连的，有天的性情。
So that's how it comes down from heaven as a bride adorned for her husband.
这就是为什么教会是从天上降下来，像新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
So that is the character you and I, as part of his church, have to bear upon this earth, coming down from heaven and being prepared as a bride for the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是今天你我在地上所要彰显的，就是要有神的性情，像天上的性情，那这样可以来代表主耶稣，那这个教会将来就会从天而降。
May the Lord help us to enter into this fivefold purpose of God and be blessed by him.
愿主帮助我们，让我们可以进入这神在这对我们五方面的旨意，然后可以来在神的面前蒙福。
So the Lord works in us by his Holy Spirit to bring homeThe reality of these great purposes of God, yes, for us.
所以愿神借着圣灵在我们里面工作，好让神的旨意可以成全在我们的里面。
So let's make sure to grasp this great heavenly inheritance and enter into His purpose.
让我们能够抓住神所要预备给我们的产业，可以来进入神给我们属天的旨意。
So that we are prepared as His bride for His glorious appearing.
所以我们可以预备好，像心腹一样等候主荣耀的降临。
May the Lord bless His word to us.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
Shall we pray?
请我们一起祷告。
Our dear loving and our heavenly Father,
亲爱我们的天父。
In the blessed and the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank Thee for gathering us together around Thy word.
靠着我们最宝贵主耶稣救主的名，我们谢谢你，让我们可以在你的话里面聚集。
We thank thee for thy word, we could see and understand thy great purpose for us in saving us.
我们感谢你宝贵的话语，好让我们可以认识你拯救我们荣耀的目的。
Help us each one of us to ponder on this great eternal purpose of thine and to enter into this eternal purpose of thine.
帮助我们每一个人来思想这样荣耀的一个呼召和旨意，让我们可以进入你的旨意。
Lord bless thy word to us.
愿你来祝福你自己的话语。
What could not be explained due to human limitation, by thy Holy Spirit, thou mayest perfect it.
人因为人的限制不能够完全来诉说你自己的话语，但愿圣灵来帮助我们。
Prepare us for thy glorious appearing.
来预备我们为着您荣耀的再来。
To be prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, and to meet the event of comest.
我们愿意你来预备我们成为那新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
We pray with thanksgiving in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们实在存着感谢的心，我们来感谢赞美你，这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.